What to expect when Wall Street's expecting.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. It's time for the Morning Open, when we check in on business and the economy as Wall Street begins the trading day. You know how we say a company's earnings beat expectations? I'll ask whose expectations and why should you care? Also, OPEC says don't pay us too much for a barrel of oil. We'll find out why in a moment. But first, where's Wall Street? The S&P 500 is down 0.3% this morning. The NASDAQ and the Dow are both off about 0.2%. So the Dow is down 23 points. It's at 10,068. European stock prices have been swinging this morning. They're down 0.25% now. Asian markets were mostly higher earlier in the day. Now, what's behind some of those numbers? Say hello to analyst Julie Nieman at Smith Moore & Company. She's with us live from St. Louis. Good morning, Julie.
Morning, Bill.
So a bunch of big corporations reported earnings this morning, and what do you know? They all beat Wall Street's expectations. Pfizer, DuPont, Coca-Cola, even the heavy equipment maker Caterpillar said profits fell 53%, but that beat expectations. So why are expectations so low, and should we even care?
Well, I know it's shocking, but analysts have been dead wrong for the last 2 years in where earnings are going. Usually they get good guidance from companies, and the companies help them figure out what profit margins are and kind of guide them along here. Well, basically what it's come down to now is that everybody is on the hugely negative side because they missed it on the upside, and they're shooting very low. So we have most of the corporations coming in, keeping expectations low. So if it comes in better than expected, you get a pop in the stock.
I see. Well, speaking of which, Caterpillar, we mentioned, their stock is up 5% this morning. What does a global industrial company have going for it these days?
This is where you're going to see the recovery first, because first of all, the emerging markets and the commodities-based economies did not suffer the big recession that the rest of us have, and they're in an infrastructure build-out period. And so companies like Caterpillar are selling to them, and that's why you're going to see earnings recover there first. Plus, you've got a cheap dollar, which makes us wonderfully affordable to the rest of the world.
Now, oil keeps on climbing. It crossed $80 a barrel overnight, but OPEC came out and said, we don't want to charge more than $100. Why would they say that?
Oh, and this time last year, OPEC was saying we don't want to charge $150 or $200 a barrel.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, they're looking at the fact that demand destruction is real here. It's not based on fundamentals where the price of oil is. Industrial countries still are seeing dropping in demand. So the oil price is moving in because it's hot money looking for returns. You're going to see a correction in here because energy costs are still down, gasoline down 5.5, heating oil down 10. This recession is not over for energy. You're looking at demand destruction here.
Very interesting. Julie Nieman at Smith Moore & Company, live from St. Louis. Thank you, Julie.
You bet.
In other news, President Obama heads to New York today. He'll be headlining two Democratic fundraisers tonight at the Mandarin Oriental Hotel. Now, these events are usually attended by a who's who of Wall Street, but only about a third of the donors coming to dinner tonight will be from the financial industry. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson explains.
If you're a politician and you need money, Wall Street is a good place to start, especially when you've just delivered the street billions in bailout money. But for the recipients of that money, it's all about appearances, and appearing to give a thank you check to a politician doesn't help on Main Street. Brad Hintz is a banking analyst with Sanford Bernstein.
Wall Street is looking at what is in the best interests of Wall Street. So if they gauge donations as causing more problems for them than providing them an opportunity, they're not going to give donations.
According to the New York Times, Wall Street contributions make up just 3% of Democratic Party fundraising this year, compared with 6% last year.
It's not that they're angry at the Obama administration. It's actually that they're afraid that this will throw gasoline on the fire.
For his part, Hintz, who is the former CFO of Lehman Brothers, doesn't plan to attend either fundraiser tonight. He says he likes to stay out of politics. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing and online surveys, constantcontact.com. And by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. Producemoreconservemore.com.
The Kaiser Family Foundation will hold a briefing today on what it is calling the sleeper issue of the health care overhaul, bills in the House and Senate that would let you pay for long-term care through voluntary payroll deductions. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer says the plan would shift some of the burden of paying for long-term care from the government to individuals.
The legislation is called the Community Living Assistance Services and Supports Act, or the CLASS Act. Workers would agree to a payroll deduction of $123 per month. After contributing for 5 years, they could start drawing benefits. Paul Vandewater is an economist with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. He says the legislation would help people better afford long-term care.
You know, give people a widely recognized, easier way of starting to make provision for their own future needs.
Kind of like Social Security, except it would be voluntary. And there's the rub.
People, frankly, are just not planning that far ahead.
J.C. Scott is a lobbyist for the insurance industry. He says it would be hard to get young, healthy people to participate. And Scott says the CLASS Act wouldn't pay for itself and would eventually be short hundreds of billions of dollars. Economist Vandewater says premium hikes would keep the program solvent. Not a perfect plan, he says, but better than no plan at all. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
And finally, why people break up is none of your business. A federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit by Continental Airlines accusing 9 pilots of getting sham divorces. The airline claims the pilots split up just so their ex-spouses could collect their retirement benefits while the pilots kept flying, and the airline says some of them hid the divorces from their kids and their friends and then remarried their spouses after getting the money. The judge said, maybe so, but he told the airline, you cannot consider the reason for the divorce when you're deciding whether to pay those benefits. This is Marketplace Morning Report. The Dow is down 24 points. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.